But take your Bible and turn to Psalm 100 tonight. That's what's on my heart tonight. Actually, has been for several days now. And I actually shared some things in the psalm with the teenagers on Sunday morning. The message tonight looks nothing like that. But there's so much that we take for granted just by way of introduction. Looking at the psalm, make a joyful noise. When's the last time that you thank God you can talk and make a noise? When's the last time you thank God that you could hear? That you could hear the noise that somebody else was making. Then the Bible said, serve the Lord with gladness. When's the last time you thanked Him for your place of service? Amen. Come before His presence with singing. When's the last time you thanked God for His presence and the ability to sing? Boy, I tell you what, God's a blessing our choir. And these folks that sing specials around here, man, it's a blessing. Amen. It's a blessing. And y'all don't know it, but many times there'll just be something stick in my craw all week. I mean, I'll hear a song here, and it'll just stick, and it's like play and replay, just replays in my heart all week. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. That's where our message is going to come from tonight. The word know is what really got a hold of me. But we ought to be thankful because we know Him. And it's He that's made us and not we ourselves. We ought to be thankful because we're His people. We ought to be thankful because we're not leading ourselves. We're the sheep of His pasture. How many's glad you know the Good Shepherd? Amen. Amen. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving. How many's glad you got a place to go to worship? Now listen, you don't have to go to church to worship. But I'll tell you, I'm glad I have a place to go. Many times on visitation, I ask the question, do y'all have a home church? I'm telling you, every child of God ought to have a home church. Amen. A lot of people float around, and the reason they float around is because they don't want to be accountable anywhere. Amen. But God's people need a home church. They need a place to settle in, a place to grow. And the Bible said, enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. I don't think one of the youngins, not one of them, on Sunday morning, I don't think one of them knew what I was talking about. But I know there's some old-timers in the church house tonight that know what I'm talking about. You've heard somebody get happy, maybe walk the aisle or maybe walk back and forth in front of the altar, and all they can say is, bless His name, bless His name, bless His name. Amen. How many knows what I'm talking about? You say, well, Pastor, they wasn't saying much, honey. They're saying a whole lot if you come from right down here. Amen. Bless His name. And then the Bible said, for the Lord is good. We take His goodness for granted, His mercy for granted. We take His truth for granted. You say, Pastor, how do you know people take His truth for granted? Because this book don't get opened all week. When you don't open this book all week, beloved, I'm going to tell you something right now. You're taking the truth for granted. Amen. The Bible says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. So tonight I want to, that was just a little bit of a tidbit of what we did on Sunday morning. But tonight I want to key in. First of all, I'm going to get nervous, and I got it open to it, but I'm going to try to quote the psalm. I had this psalm committed to memory years ago, and I've been trying to work on it today. I'm going to try to quote it. If I don't get it, don't get mad at me. Amen. I'm trying. Amen. My neighbor, he said something a little while back, and it really struck me. Rusty was there, and Jason was there, and was putting up hay, and he was up in the hayloft, and he said, boys, I don't have dementia. He said, I just can't remember nothing. Amen. That's what he said. Amen. Y'all are grinning. Anybody having that problem? Amen, Brother Ralph. You're in good company. Amen. Amen. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye the Lord, that He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We're His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Oh, does it go on to the next verse, Miss Eve? What now? It does? Let's see. Okay, yeah, enter. Okay. I thought there was something else in that verse. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise, and be thankful unto Him. Thus, and bless His name, and bless His name. I'm reading lips now. Amen. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. I got that several times today, but I get nervous up here in front of y'all. Amen. I appreciate you tonight. I want to look here tonight and tell you why I'm thankful. Amen. Why that I'm thankful. I like what Brother Keith said Sunday. I really do. About Thanksgiving. I never thought about it. But so far they haven't been able to commercialize it. It just seems like it's a pure holiday. Amen. You get together with family and get around a big table. You say, well, I don't like the big tables. Well, I tell you what, you're going to be in for a shock when you get to heaven. You talk about a big table. When our Lord spreads that table, my soul, it's going to be wonderful. Amen. You say, I don't know how all them youngins going to get around that table. I don't either, but I know they will. Amen. I don't know who will be sitting next to Jesus, but I tell you what I believe heaven will be like. Brother Rick, I believe we'll all feel like we're just right next to Jesus. Amen. I really do. I believe there'll be a closeness like we've never thought about before. The first thing I want to give you tonight, I'm just going to give you two things. I'm thankful tonight for what I know. For what I know. I'm not real smart, but I know a lot of things that smart people don't know. I'm thankful for what I know. The Word of God said here, know ye the Lord, that He is God. I'm glad I know who the Lord is. I'm glad I know He's God. I'm glad, like Job said, that I know that my Redeemer liveth and that He's going to raise me up in the last day. Amen. I'm glad I know that I have eternal life. He said, these things are written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the only begotten Son of God. I'm glad I know those things. I want you to look here tonight. In verse number 1, the Bible said here, I know, and make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. I know this tonight. I don't just read it in the Bible. I know it. God inhabits the praises of His people. God loves to be praised tonight. I know that tonight. In the second verse there, he said, serve the Lord with gladness and come before His presence with singing. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I think I can quote that. I think I can get started on it. Therefore, my beloved brethren, 1 Corinthians 15:58, it's talking about the resurrection. It's talking about God changing us in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Talking about the victory that we have in Jesus. Then he said, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you, look at the word, know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. I'm glad I know that tonight. Amen. There's been a time or two, more than that actually, that old Slewfoot has tried to convince me otherwise, that there ain't no use. There ain't no use. There ain't no use to go on. There ain't no use to be faithful. But you know what I found out? He's a liar. God said that our labor is not in vain in the Lord. Amen. I appreciate, beloved, listen, the fact that we might not see the result immediately. But I believe one day after a while, beloved, God will let us see the results of our labor. I believe much of it we'll not even see down here. Many people have prayed and prayed and prayed, and they never see their prayer answered on this side, but they go to the other side. I wonder, Brother John, I wonder how many times Brother Fred bowed on his knees and prayed for Randall to get in the house of God. He didn't see it on this side, but I believe our Lord let him see it from the other side. Amen. There's his son. The church just gathered in around the family, and it left a mark. Amen. I'm just telling you, beloved, there's a whole lot of prayers. I wonder how many prayers that your mama prayed that she'd never seen answered while she was down here. But from the other side, amen, she sees them answered. I appreciate that, don't you? I know that my God hears and answers prayer. The Bible said, know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We're His people. I'm glad I know tonight. Listen, the Bible said, I'm trying to think of where it is. I believe it might be over in Timothy. The Bible said, the Lord knoweth them that are His. Glory to God tonight. A lot of people want to talk about, you know, the fact that they know Him, and I'm glad I do know Him. But glory to God, I'm glad He knows me. Amen. I'm glad tonight that I'm thankful tonight for what I know. I'm thankful tonight for who I know. The Bible said, I know whom I've believed and am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I've committed unto Him against that day. What a blessing. You go down through here, the Bible said we're His people. I'm glad tonight that I know I'm one of His. The songwriter said something like this, I am His and He is mine. Glory to God. I believe that come out of the book of Song of Solomon, don't you? Amen. And thank the Lord for that tonight. We ought to be thankful. We're the sheep of His pasture. Thank God we have a pasture and He leads us into green pasture. Then we thank God tonight for His house and the ability to enter into His gates. I'm thankful for what I know. I'm glad that the Lord didn't just tell us not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is. He said, but exhorting one another and even so much the more as you see the day approaching. I'm thankful that I know, beloved, God's way is the best way. I'm thankful that I know in verse 5 that God is good. The Lord is good. I'm thankful that I know His mercy is not temporary, but it's everlasting. And I'm thankful that I know His truth endureth to all generations. I'm thankful that, listen, these little youngins, amen, that are running around here, and some of them not even old enough to read yet, not even old enough to understand yet. But when they get old enough, I'm thankful that I know the truth will be there in that generation, just like it's in my generation, just like it's in the generations gone by. The truth will never change, amen. It'll endure to every generation. I thank the Lord for that. Thank the Lord tonight for what I know. But I want to thank the Lord tonight for what He knows. The Bible did say the Lord knoweth them that are His. I touched on that. He knows how to deliver the godly, beloved, out of temptation. I thank the Lord for that. He knows what we need even before we ask. Beloved, we don't go to the Lord in prayer and He says, oh, well, I had no idea you needed that. Beloved, He knows better than we know what we need even before we ask. I think about this. The Bible said that the Lord knows how many hairs are on our head. That ought to make us thankful tonight. He knows our heart, amen, and He knows the hairs on our head. He knows the beginning from the end. Don't you glad tonight that He knows those things? We're talking about a reason to be thankful. What I know, who I know, and what He knows tonight. You know, tonight the Bible uses the word know in a very important verse of Scripture. Listen to me. This is a time of year for many. It's a time of jubilation, but many struggle every year. Not because who's at the table, but who's missing from the table. Who's missing at Thanksgiving? Who's missing at Christmas? You say, well, Pastor, how could you be thankful for something you know? I know that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord. I know I love Him, and I know that all things are working together for good to them that love the Lord, to them who are the called according to His purpose. You know, I really appreciated the message Sunday morning. Some are thankful for things. Some are thankful for people. But I tell you, when you get down there face to face with the Lord and you can worship Him and bless Him, whether He's given or whether He's taken away. My son and I were discussing my dad today. I work with my son most of the day today. We were discussing my precious father. And my son looked over and said, "Dad, I miss him." I said, "Son, I do too. I miss my dad." My dad was a precious, precious soul, a precious father. I've told everybody I was so blessed. I had a wonderful earthly father and a wonderful heavenly father. Amen. And not everybody can say that. Just so, so blessed. So I'm thankful tonight. Listen, that even when we know that someone is missing and we know that we'll see them again, we know that our hearts hurt for now, we can be thankful for the promises of God. We opened the song, "He Loves Me." We opened tonight with the song, "He Loves Me. He Loves Me. He Loves Me. This I Know." I wonder how many times we stand behind a songbook and we sing songs and it really don't sink in. It ought to. Amen. It ought to sink in. "He loves me. This I know." And I thank the Lord tonight. Make a joyful noise. Why? He loves me. Serve Him with gladness. Why? He loves me. Come before His presence with singing. Why? Because He loves me. How come I know that the Lord, He is God? How come I'm not a secular humanist going out there and saying I'm my own God? And I'll make my own rules and I'll do my own thing. I'll tell you why. Because He loved me. He loved us. We love Him tonight. But we need to always remember it's because He first loved us. Amen. How can we know tonight that we're His people? Because He loved me. Why do we enter into His gates with thanksgiving? Because He loved me. Into His courts with praise. Because He loved me. How can we be thankful unto Him and bless His name? It's all because He loved us. Amen. And He loves us. I believe Brother Rightly Salen used to quote this verse a lot. I can't get it exactly right, but he drawn us with cords of compassion. He's loved us with an everlasting love. Amen. God's love is not going to quit. Amen. And I appreciate the Lord tonight. I just wanted to share the psalm with you tonight. Psalm 100. We ought to be making a joyful noise. You know, I've been thinking about this. Brother Keith touched on a verse, and we know it, over in Psalm 150. The Bible said, "Let everything that hath breath." Well, there's people breathing that aren't Christians, that don't know the Lord. But the Bible said, "Let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord." And when the Bible said right here in verse 1, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands." Do you realize there's lands and there's countries that, beloved, they wouldn't kill a fly because they're afraid that might be their grandmother or their grandfather. But God said, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands." I believe He's speaking about the Creator. Amen. And I believe it rains on the just and the unjust. I believe God wants His people to praise Him. Well, if He says that about everything that hath breath, then, beloved, you and I that have been born again, we've kind of got a double breath, don't we? Amen. We've got a physical breath and we've got a spiritual breath. And we ought to praise Him, Jesus, our blessed Redeemer, amen, tonight, and serve Him with gladness, and come before His presence with singing. Brother Dale, you come and get us one more song tonight.